Moses to Hillel were inseparable. Chai Hashem, the Hei Nafshecha Imed Vesa. Upon my oath, I shall not leave you. This mutual assurance was the invincible bond between the shepherd and his flock. They crossed the seas together. They performed miracles together. Miracles of rebirth. Miracles of newly found spirit. Miracles that filled the new old Jewish existence. It was as if the long life of our Rav symbolized our own long journey from the distant past into the future. Our own destiny as an Agaf Yeshuvim, a sacred community, was personified by the Rav Zahir's Yomim. We thought it only natural that he would live on still longer and lead us to brighter futures, to the long awaited day, to the Hakadosh Hayomim. And now that his physical presence has suddenly been taken from us, stunned and shaken as we are, we must now seek and pray for Pishnayim Behucho Eleinu, that his spirit remain with us more than ever. For Tzadikim Bebizosom Uyim Chayim, Tzadikim live on and continue their leadership and influence in other, more mystical ways. Their teachings now emanate from the Yeshiva Shomalo, and we again must therefore continue to be faithful pupils. We must forever bear in mind that great idea which the long life of our Rav exemplified. He was indeed the recipient of a special hashgacha bestowed upon the few and singular giants of our generation. It is symbolized by the last mission of Rabbi Yom HaNovi, Hashem Shlochani Hayazeno, I have been sent across the Jordan. Our Rav Zatzal was already approaching the Yemei HaZikna, his elder years, when the Hashgacha Eliyona sent him on his last great historic mission to cross the Atlantic and begin anew like a young man. HaGoel Mishachas Chayoyim, HaMa'atrechi Chesed Zerachamim, He who redeems from affliction thy life, who crowns thee with kindness and compassion, HaMasiyah Batov Edyeh, Tizchadeh Taneshe Nuloyim, He who satisfies with goodness thine ornament, that thy youth renew itself like an eagle. These spoken from Tehillim are a most vivid description of the profound blessings the Rav attained as he built his great edifice here in America. His life in this country, following Cuban Europe, was lived with particular historic purpose. It was endowed with a special mission, a providential shlichus, which called upon him to rebuild the ruins of the past. This was the meaning of his long life. Ubonu nucho cholos olam, Moshe dolo v'dol tekonen. These words of Yeshaya HaNovi, part of our Haftorah Yom Kippur, were frequently mentioned by the Rav in private conversation. To rebuild the Cholos Olam, to reestablish the Moshe Dol Vadol, the sacred institutions of eternal Judaism, our Kehila, our Yeshiva, all our mosos, a Aquila and Scylla and Hesed and Cosmos are living testimonies that our God carried out his mission successfully. Hesed was born of Yahweh. He comes before the Kisei HaKadosh well equipped, and he may truly declare in all profound honesty, Odisi Shlichuti, I have performed my task faithfully. The call of the thought goes in ahead. The show may be the most washover. You will be called the one who prepared the preach, he who restored the path to settlement. The restoration of authentic Judaism in Germany was begun by the Council of all Hills at the Tavish Mazaka, and it was continued to successive generations by his posterity. It yielded no compromise with eternal Torah principles. It rejected the false notion of different branches of Judaism. It recognized no spiritual, nor cultural, nor even social accommodation with the usurpers of truth. There is only one God, one Torah min Hashemayim, one divine Masoret transmitted from Moshe Rabbeinu through the Chachomim of the ages down to this day. Only those who adhere to this sacred truth can claim affiliation with the spiritual community of Judaism. In this country, there was no greater fighter. There wasn't a more forceful exponent of these fundamental axioms than the Rav of our Tehillah, the Hasidic Baruch. We all knew him as a gentle and mild-mannered man. But when he spoke of the faint-hearted, of the so-called liberal-minded, whose collaboration with the usurpers undermines the very integrity and authenticity of the Torah itself, his fire and zeal knew no bounds. It was likewise a horror to him that the eternal definition of the cloud is royal as an Amlechus Kahan in the Great Kodosh was being corruptly redefined in our century with the terminology of secular nationalism. He allowed no tinkering with timeless values, no ideological adjustment to the prevailing notions of society. His grand design and concept of Kodem Derech, inherited from his famous grandfather, was a world view that excluded nothing on earth from submission to Baal Shemayim. It was to him a simple corollary, as we've just heard, from Shlomo HaMelech's directive, "Behold the Rochef of the Eidu, for who ye Yashir Ophotepho. Know Hashem Yisbar in all your ways, and it is he, only he, who will steer your path straight." On these fundamental principles, the Rav built his Tehillah and Yeshiva. These are the teachings he imparted to generations of Talmidim. These are the jewels that he added to the great pillars of Simut HaTorah, Avodat HaTfilah, and Tfilas Chasadim, upon which our world and our Tehillah stand. If we speak, now that he is gone, Ki Shnayim Zavucho, if we pray for his spirit to be ever present with us, let us reaffirm tonight our commitment to these principles and values, to this Masorah which the Rav has left us. His legacy now becomes our task, not only to accept and continue, but to expand and reinforce, to attain Tishnayim Zavucho of the Rav Zeher Tzadik Lubavitch, under the inspired leadership of our revered Rav and Mother Dahasta, Shehichya Laoret Yadin Talbin. We pray for the continued good health and strength and Arishas Yadin of our esteemed Rav Shalita, who today carries alone on his shoulders the monumental burden of Anhagat HaTzibo, of being our shepherd, our Roi Yisrael. We look up to him for guidance and direction, for inspiration and counsel, to lead us steadfastly and upright along our historic march. We express our deepest respect and appreciation to our entire rabbinic and educational ministry, to all our Mechanicans, to all the selfless and tireless Parnassim and Balabatim who are neighboring and have people with Shem Shamayim, who have made possible the Ezra's Hashem, the growth and progress of all our institutions. Let us pledge to them again here tonight in memory of our departed Abdel Saul, our cooperation, our support, our children, ourselves. Let us express to them our unshaken faith that their efforts shall bear once again great fruits in the future. Let us demonstrate in thought and in deed our secure conviction, Shulohima Shamayon, Shulohi Kotech Shoyon, that the well shall never run dry, and the tree shall never be cut down. In the changing patterns of solar system, our Tehillah places critical times, and its Havedim will sometimes be called upon to make painful choices. But it is a Kilak HaRosh we are upholding, a total civilization that has defied the forces of despair for 130 years, since the day of Shamshi Zafal Hill brought back the principle, the glory of the old sacred Chassidei Ashkenaz. At this moment, let us recognize the historic fact that the citadels of Torah were not built overnight, but in the course of time, that the yeshiva in Frankfurt was the great mission and the eternal curse of the successor of Rav Shamshi Zafal Hill, the late Frankfurt Rav Zecher Tzadik Lubavitcher, whose name is today indelibly inscribed on the walls of our Beit HaMikdash. Let us remember that each generation has its own unique task to fulfill, that our beloved Rav and this august Tehillah, built on these shores and in this neighborhood of Washington Heights, an even greater empire of Moser HaTova on all levels, and not only for Yehudei Ashkenaz, but for Kol Yisrael, for anyone without exception who is willing to partake of its riches. At this solemn moment, let us resolve to follow the rule of our Chachamim, Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'en Bo Shvin. Let us resolve that we will undertake by our own personal efforts to merit the Kus of Tzadikim, who are stolen the results of Yosef Bakayayim, that our own Ma'alim Bogen will merit the continued continue to flourish, to shine as twin towers of light with an ever-increasing brightness. Ani Chomo, the Shodai Kamigdolo, we sing of ourselves in Shir HaShirim. Ani Chomo, the Knesset Yisrael, the Shodai Kamigdolo, they will want the Knesios to want the Knesios. Our people are like a fortress, but the strength of this fortress is sustained only by the soul and its fuel that emanates from its houses of learning and worship. This is the vow that we take today to the memory of our great God and leader, to reinforce the Bote Pesio, the Bote Nebrosho, that he built to carry on his endless mission. And we assume this obligation. We undertake to pay this debt with the same currency and with the same value that was the torch of his life. Asos mishpo, v'ahavas chesed, v'hatzmei alechef v'melekecho. We shall carry forth our affairs with integrity and honesty. We shall aspire to live Jewish purposeful lives with sanctity and truth as individuals and as a community.
I can't believe it. I walked out the middle of class.
See, it doesn't come out.
It's funny, the class talking about ethnic culture. And I walk out in the middle of the beginning later.
We shall be bound together, the heart of the heart of the show of the day, under the guidance and leadership of our revered Rav Shalita. And finally, we shall never cease to be misfollowed, for the day when our Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash will be transplanted and take their proud place among all the historic Botei Knessiot, Botei Nebrashot, Shabbos Lahavet, Shahasidim Lehikoma Be'eretz Yisrael. And on that day, Hashem Yisroach shall awaken all those who now sleep peacefully. On that day, we will again be reunited with our Rav and with all the Manhige Yisroel who have led our people throughout the ages. They will again lead us to our final.